Carmen, 11 mm-hmm. BJ tips to keep things interesting.
Yes, I have it.
You
as well.
Go through it. Start at number one and work your way up, and then I will. We will tell you as men how we feel.
Okay, work my way down or work my way up? Go ahead.
Work your way up to number 10.
Okay, deal. Wear something sexy.
Doesn't matter.
Just even simple as matching my bra and panties.
Well, that's hot.
Yeah,
but we don't need it for that.
Right, does it help?
No, you want to know what helps? You know what's sexier to me?
I'll tell you.
When somebody does it like in their work clothes or a uniform
or something. Yeah, like a mechanic's
outfit. No, I like Kelly wear a push-up bra. It's fantastic.
Oh, I like when Kelly wears a push-up bra. Right.
No, yeah. I think this is the best. If walk in the room, she pushes you down, takes her shirt off, and then just goes.
Yes.
Right? Just take the shirt off.
See, I like... I'm kind of with Mike. I like doing it in my regular clothes, but in surprising places.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Just like randomly in the kitchen or.
Yeah.
I tell you. That's fine. That's probably going to be on the list, but, you know.
I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to stab you and go, we shouldn't be in the bedroom and do it, but it is much better if it happens in the kitchen or somewhere
or
else.
Car.
And no, that's not later on in the list. Yeah. So that's why I was saying.
Don't be mad at me. I'm just saying that would probably be a good part of the list.
Right. So. No, but I'm just saying it's not. That's why I said it.
But ladies, know that we all don't care. If that's all you're doing, like if that's all you're doing is just that, we don't care. You could be wearing a nun's outfit.
Yeah. Right,
actually, that'd be kind of.
That would be kind of.
But we're just saying I think the list is kind of saying like if that's what they do to spice it up like once in a while instead of just the normal, hey, we're in bed, we're about to have sex, I'm doing this.
Right.
It's, hey, I have some sexy lingerie on or I have matching bra and panties.
Right.
Let me do this now.
Gotcha. I'm going to tell you right now the best tip ever. Let me go to sleep right afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Number two, put on your favorite playlist.
No.
I don't want to hear
I can't sing along while you're doing it.
Yeah. And it's always dudes singing, you know, and chick's favorite plays is like Usher and, you know.
Yeah, but I feel like.
Plus, I like a faster pace. Yeah. I don't need Usher slowing me down.
Justin Bieber singing Sorry and, you know.
But I think this is more for the girls because we get more into it. So we're more likely to be a little bit better or more enthusiastic.
So you and Carmen are somewhere, and she's like, hey, this is happening. And then she grabs her phone and puts a little bit of this on.
Who let the dogs out?
Yes.
Who let the dogs out?
Right?
I wouldn't be able to concentrate, and I'd have to go, every time.
So would I when it's,
All right. Spice it up.
That's what we're saying. Because they say when you hum or sing, it adds to the.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm. All right. So let's start doing karaoke like that.
Okay.
You're the only one singing that week.
I don't like this.
Okay. By the way, when we're done with this, we're going to talk about next week's karaoke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Go ahead, Carmen.
Okay. Number three, get your hands all up in there.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. That's a number one thing to lay it. I don't need your hand on my knees or my thighs or whatever. Just you don't like what?
It's humiliating when it's not the full hand and it's only a thumb and the index finger.
No,
or
I don't.
Two fingers.
I get what you're saying. I don't mind the good good finger grab, to be honest with you, wrap around. But I think what they're saying is the other hand, utilize that one.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, no, for this one, because I did read through it, they're saying when you are doing that,
mm-hmm.
have a helping hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because, like, so my dad.
Don't say that.
Okay.
Sometimes you start off without hands.
Sometimes they start off without hands, but in the middle to.
You play the trombone?
Yes.
Good.
And even though it is just a couple of fingers, it just adds.
Let's move on.
Right.
Yeah.
Extra notes to your symphony
there
of
you
awesome.
Go. I know.
You're quite the maestro.
Yeah.
Thank you. The fourth one, come up for air, but don't stop.
What are we, in a pool?
Listen.
Yeah, if you can figure out a way to snorkel while you're doing it, that'd be better. But if you need to, if you're going to come up for air, don't do this. Stop and come up like and talk a little bit.
Like maybe like kiss the thighs.
Yeah.
Also,
guys do that.
Don't let us know any problems or hey, are we gonna go to shut up, get into it.
Yeah. Don't talk. Don't and then you know, look, if there's going to be a miscellaneous, I don't know how to say this, if something gets in your mouth, like a hair,
right.
Don't make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Be discreet.
Think about what we have to go through. Yeah.
I know, but even like, so when you guys do it and are trying to be discreet, like we notice that.
Yeah.
And it's almost like embarrassing to the point where it's like, okay, we're done. Let's
No.
Yeah. You know why? First off, don't have that problem. But secondly, you know, in the past, you know, the Galvin move. If that happens, then I go a little bit on the thigh. But the hair.
Don't throw up, right?
We know.
Carmen, the problem with you guys is you need to throw your head back, lay back. I don't throw your head back and forget what's...
True.
Don't be in the same room. You know what I mean? Yeah. Mentally, just forget what's going on.
Or really hold the covers down tight so we can't see you.
Yeah, well, yeah, you don't have to hide.
No, hide you. I don't know.
Yeah. Don't choke us out either.
No.
Because I get hot. I'm a marathon guy. I'm there to get the job done.
Throw the pillow.
But don't make
me
sweat it. Don't make me sweat if I don't have to.
Yeah. Deal.
I want to be sweat from my efforts, not sweat from the don't hotbox me. Yeah. Down it.
Okay, moving on. Number 5. Change it up. Don't get boring.
Oh.
Or bored.
I mean, it's that happens.
Mm-hmm.
That happens, and I'm sure there's so many different things you could do and techniques. I don't want to feel like you're just getting it done.
Yeah, but the thing is like, if, like, just like you guys, when you find out how to please us, that's normally your go-to move to make sure it happens so that you can do yours. So for us, it's if we find a routine or something that works, we normally try to stick with that. No. So it's just one of those. It's
that's
the same
not
thing.
Putting a lot of effort into it. Find a couple of things that work.
But we're
very easy. We work just like a car. It's always going to work.
Yeah, I don't even really care about technique. It's really just the enthusiasm. You know
the number one thing they'll even off? Bring a friend.
Yeah.
Bring a friend. Yes. That's the best thing.
You know who that is, Carmen? That's the person that has 4 different items on their plate and they eat one at a time.
Oh,
yeah. So they eat a little bit of this, a little bit of this, a little bit of this. Don't eat all your eggs and then all your toast and then all your bacon.
I know someone who does that.
Carmen, skip number 6.
Okay.
Because I don't want to get fired.
Yeah. But I will say that is very important.
Yes. Number 6 is good.
Yes.
Sorry, ladies. You'll have to Google it. Number 7.
Get yourself some flavored lube.
I don't know.
No, thank you.
That seems gross to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like lube to begin with. I'm not a big fan of it.
Yeah.
Unless it's for self-pleasure.
You know what I don't like? That gum that used to squirt stuff out of the middle of it.
Gushers. Yeah.
That's what that would remind me of.
Yeah.
And I don't like that. I don't want anything exploding in my mouth.
Yeah, no. Pay attention to the other region.
Yeah, the other boys.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sometimes the boys want to play.
Right.
Yeah.
When you're at a park and everybody's on the slide... Sometimes the boys want to play too.
And I think that also goes hand in hand with number 3. Hands involved.
Right. That's good. I'm good.
Yep.
I don't know how you're going to say number 9. You know, there's that area
let's
where
let's show each other.
The number 9 is that area where it ain't that and it ain't that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's the Strait of Hormuz.
No.
Yeah.
Because it's not the other place between that or that, because people are going to think that.
It is.
No.
The place between that.
Right. Yeah.
No, people know.
Right, okay. Yeah, he said.
It ain't this.
It ain't.
And it ain't that.
Right. It ain't.
It's that land between the two masses.
Right.
That people don't normally cross.
Gooch.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I will say the only time I'm going anywhere near that is if you just get out of the shower.
Why? What makes you think that that's dirtier than anything else you're dabbling in?
Because we live in Florida and it is very hot.
Yeah, but let me tell you, I would think that the most disgusting part is the leg, in between the leg and the boys. Here.
Yeah.
Or like over here.
Yeah, but we're not...
You're not going there?
You're
boring.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm not kissing that or going there unless you get out of the shower as well. Because, like you said, that's probably the dirtiest spot.
Right.
Well, then this number 9 is the second dirtiest spot.
By the way, that's another thing. Stop being so particular, ladies.
Yeah.
A little bit of musk isn't going to kill you,
right?
Okay? You should see what we've had to deal with over the years.
Listen, just take a shower. We do the same for you.
Yeah, I know. You don't always. And sometimes dirty sex smells are good. You know, I look, I don't want to go down there during red tide. I don't want to have it where,
right?
You know, yeah, it's, yeah. It's not like there's been an explosion at the tuna factory.
Oh,
the
red wedding.
All red I'm saying is that every once in a while, some spur of the moment. Don't stop. Don't break it. If we're getting into it and we're making out, and all of a sudden you're like, I'm not gonna take a shit.
Yeah, no.
Why? I'm saying, we're in the middle of doing it.
No, but I'm just saying.
Suck it up.
Yeah. No just parking on the dance floor.
Just
yeah.
have good hygiene. Yeah.
I do have good hygiene, perfect. but I start off my day at 4 o'clock in the morning, so that at 6 o'clock at night, if we start getting freaky in the kitchen. And this is unexpected. You look good, and I grab your butt. Next thing you know, we're making out. Don't be the girl that goes, I'm gonna go.
Well, no.
I'm gonna go take a shower. And then don't be the girl that goes, I just need to wipe this area first. Oh, yeah. You're like, what are you talking about? What do I got? Charlie Sheen?
You don't have to stop. But if you're gonna do that area, then at least have a recent.
Forget it. We're out. Yeah. You're out. I'm never doing it.
High maintenance.
Yeah.
I'm not high maintenance. I'm just saying you're not gonna. Would you?
All right, we got it. Next one.
Yeah.
You go. Handle the gag reflex.
Yeah. I don't mind. That makes me feel a little bit more powerful. It gives me a feeling that I don't really deserve.
You don't want to be like, yep, no problems. No problems here at all.
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't want you to be like Jolly Rancher. I want you to be like, nope. I have given my wife one adjective that she can use to describe my privates, and that is monstrous.
Oh, wow. That's very nice.
It doesn't apply, but the fact that she's used it so many times makes me feel good about myself.
Do you know how many other people she's been with?
I do.
Do you care?
No.
Ever found out how you measured up to them?
Oh, I know I'm the best.
But not best. I mean,
but I know I'm the biggest and best best ever because my wife has probably properly lied to me.
Okay, cool.
Our entire relationship.
Hear that, Caitlin? Lie.
Yeah.
Why? I don't need to hear about Greek gods with big members. I don't need
my
that.
My wife has only made sweet love to a previous boyfriend that she had in high school and then like a couple of experimental things during those high school years. So I, in her adult life, have been the standard of lovemaking for her. So she feels like
has no idea
there couldn't
missing.
Be anything better in the world.
I'm so sorry, Amanda. Like
if you go and buy a used car.
She look like she's complaining? Everything going all right out there?
If you go and buy a used car, it can be in a wreck. I don't want to know about it.
Right. You don't want to see my Carfax.
Up and cleaned up.
You don't want Caitlin's Carfax.
No. Keep her Carfax yourself, Caitlin.
Yeah. You don't want to know how much Bondo's been on Caitlin.
But I will say back to number 10, handle the gag reflex. If there is no gag reflex response from the girl, then she's not doing it right.
Or she can just handle it.
No, I mean, even if you can handle it, there still will be like one of those at one
moment.
Point. Yeah, at any point, it doesn't matter how good you are,
that's
how much
when
you
I
can
got a really firm.
Hold. How much you can handle. There should always be at least one of those during that performance.
Uh huh. Okay. That's, I'm good there.
That's what I would say. That's
I
what,
like that you called it a performance. That was cool.
It better be. I mean, you're putting on a show, aren't you?
For the most part, you should treat it that way. Yes. Like it is a performance.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're going to be graded at the end. There's going to be reviews written about it.
Well, I just think like for me, like I'm always like worried because like, you know, sometimes like my hair gets in my way. So I make sure like I move it out. So
that's another good move.
Yeah.
When the hair gets in the way and you stop, that's a good way to take a break. And you do the hair flip and make a little bit of eye contact.
Yeah.
That because for a second I'm like, what? And then you go right back to town.
Yes.
I'm like, okay.
Because especially if you have long hair, you don't want to have to stop and put it up in a ponytail.
Oh, and my wife reaches for the hair tie. I know. Yeah. Time to go to town. Yeah.
Right. But I'm saying if you don't have one near you, so if I literally have to physically get out of bed to go get a hair tie, if I have one on my wrist and I put it up, then you know. But if I have to get up to go get it, it ruins the moment.
Tell me more stuff about Kelly, what you were saying.
She's great. She does all that stuff.
What did you do?
She
I get pictures and a push-up bra now.
Yeah, well, that's my favorite thing. She's got tremendous breasts, and I like it when, she either has them out all the way or she'll wear, like, these tiny little bras that are too small and they're just, like, right in her face.
Would you call it sexy?
I would call it very sexy.
You would if you saw that?
I would. It's very sexy. And then when she does she also will do the hair tie thing. It's pretty sweet. is pretty sweet.
It's a nice little mesh of hair.
Yeah, yeah, it's nice. It's nice, yeah. And she, but the best thing, and Kelly, I'm sorry for putting this out there, but the best thing about her is she encourages to grab onto the back of her head and do all that stuff. Oh. So
yeah.
Yeah, she likes that. Yeah, so I was like, yeah, cool. No, when you say, it makes me feel dirty too.
All right.
Number 11, I will take out the middle part. No one expects you to be a porn star.
Sometimes we want you to be a porn star.
Right.
You don't always have to do it right, but be dirty about it.
Yeah.
Don't be so run in the mill.
Well, in like I said, I took out the middle part of this.
Right. So you don't have to do that. But you can still treat it like a porn star. Like it's porn stars go at it like they've just been presented with a banana split. Like they can't wait to eat that banana split. Get in my mouth whipped cream and ice cream. I want it in my mouth so bad, the dessert. And that's how.
So you guys expect, okay, so this is how I would put it. You guys want us to put in the effort.
Not like just the effort, the enthusiasm.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the effort and the enthusiasm, but you guys don't expect us to be as good.
Right.
I don't care. If you make it like, this is the best banana split
yeah.
right.
I have ever had, ever. I'm going to eat the whole thing. Then that's all I want.
Right.
I don't, because I need to know that you're having a good time. If you're not, then I'm not having
yeah,
a good
over.
Time.
Well, yeah, it's over.
Well, some porn stars just possess skills that us average women do not.
So you know how you learn? Watch more porn.
No, that's not how you learn.
Pick up some techniques.
That's not how you learn that one.
How do you learn? From your parents? No.
No.
You learn from watching porn.
No.
You ever, how do you learn?
Next door practice porter, neighbor.
Practice makes perfect.
Popsicles, I would say.
Oh. Popsicle can't answer you back, and it can't tell you whether or not it likes you.
Okay, but I'm just saying for this specific act on this number 11, you basically you have to learn how to breathe through your nose.
I got you. Or for that specific thing.
You get the old school DVD, and you pop that in, and you get that scene with Andy Dick, and you just watch that over and over again, and he'll teach you how.
Just don't watch it in front of him. Yeah. He'll never be able to enjoy it. See, you learn some every day, Carmen.
Oh, I knew all this.
Yeah, but you know, now you know men's opinions on those too.
Yeah.
You know?
I figured. I'm pretty good at reading body language. I can tell the difference of when it's good and when it's not.
You think that. Like I'm sometimes I have my eyes closed but a little bit open, like I'm like just wrap it up.
Or no, that's not. And that's not what I mean.
Okay.
I mean just body language. Some things
I've had in the past where I had to go, boring, boring.
How many times I've said, give me my money back, please.
Sir.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.